help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and I'm your host for Coping with Caregiving. And coming up next, we're going to be speaking with Enid Borden. She is the Chief Executive Officer of the Meals on Wheels Association of America. She's been a newspaper reporter, magazine editor and publisher, a radio commentator, and a television producer. Ms. Borden has held numerous public affairs and public policy positions, including Deputy Commissioner for Public and External Affairs for the Social Security Administration and Director of Public Affairs for what was then called the Office of Human Development Services at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Wow, that's a mouthful. Please stay tuned because I want you all to meet Enid Borden, and we're going to talk about Meals on Wheels.
Torrey Pines Gliderport invites you to experience world-famous coastal soaring. Our full-service facility will professionally handle all your paragliding and hang gliding needs. With an entire line of flight gear, reserve chutes, harnesses, helmets, and accessories, the Gliderport is your one-stop shop. We proudly offer a full line of flight experiences, including tandem flights, tours, and skill enhancement and instructor clinics. Torrey Pines Gliderport is the U.S. importer for Paratech, Independence, Advanced Paragliders, Crispy Flight Boots, Austria Alpina Carabiners, Fly Mike Flight Suits, and Center of Gravity Flightwear. The Torrey Pines Gliderport hosts world-class soaring for sailplanes, hang gliders, paragliders, and radio control gliders. We welcome you to drop by and enjoy the Cliffhanger Cafe and our panoramic ocean views.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, or Take My Father, Please, How to Survive Caring for Aging Parents. If you're coping with caregiving now or think it is just about to befall you, you just have to read my book so you don't needlessly go through all the pitfalls that I did. It's a tough subject, but I promise laughter out loud as you learn everything you ever wanted to know about elder care but were afraid to ask. After you learn how I solved the seemingly endless crisis, I include answers to the toughest caregiving questions, tons of resources, and an enlightening chapter by a renowned dementia specialist, A Physician's Guide to Treating Dementia, which makes Elder Rage valuable for everyone from the family to the physician. I am honored that Elder Rage has received 45 prestigious endorsements, including Hugh Downs, Regis Philbin, Dr. Dean Adele, Duke University, and Johns Hopkins Memory Clinic. For more information that may change your life, please log on to ElderRage.com.
Are you sick and tired of watered-down talk radio?
Right back.
Listen to WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in internet talk.
This is Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and your host for Coping with Caregiving. Now we're going to be speaking with Enid Borden. She's the Chief Executive Officer of the Meals on Wheels Association of America. And this woman has done so much in her career that she's been recognized in who's who in the media and communications. Wow. Welcome, Enid.
Thank you, Jacqueline. I'm delighted to be joining you today.
Oh, thanks for being on with me. So tell everybody, why is Meals on Wheels so important for everybody to know about?
Well, I'm absolutely biased about it, but it is extremely important for everybody because at one time or another in everybody's life, they're going to be touched by Meals on Wheels, whether it's for a loved one, whether it's for a neighbor, or whether it's for oneself. So it's something that we all need to think about, we all need to understand a little bit more about it, and we all need to get involved in it if we can.
Yeah, you know, it was so valuable for me. I can't do enough for your organization because without you guys, it just was too hard with the shopping, the cooking, the preparation, you know, everything that needed to be done for feeding, and it would take an hour to feed mom, you know.
Right.
I mean, it was just so much. Right. But once we got the Meals on Wheels coming, and I was surprised at how economical it was, you know, based on their income, and it was a donation, and, you know, they suggested donation, and I was just like, wow. And the volunteers would come, and they would be so sweet and darling, and, you know, come and, you know, how are you feeling, and would just supply another visitor for the day.
Well, we love to think about meals. We think of it as more than just a meal. But before I go on, let me congratulate you on your book.
Thank you.
Your book is incredible, incredible resource for everyone. I encourage everybody to get your book.
Thank you.
Sure.
You know, I'm trying to help people not go through what I did.
That's right. That's
and
right.
If I can save people all that aggravation and telling them, look, this is what you need to do. Get the Meals on Wheels. Don't waste any time.
That's right.
Because it's balanced.
Right.
It's delivered fresh.
Absolutely.
And it's good.
And you know what else?
It tastes delicious.
We even have special diets.
Do you? Tell about that.
So if someone has hypertension, and so many elderly do,
mm-hmm.
well, you can get a special diet that's low in sodium. We've got the reality is, why give somebody a meal if they're not going to eat it? And so we know that there are certain ethnic groups that eat certain things. Why not give it to them?
Right.
And that's the beauty of it. The other thing I wanted to say is that Meals on Wheels is a non-means-tested program. So therefore, it doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. If you need Meals on Wheels and you're homebound, why, and you're 60 years of age and older, you can get it.
Right. So it's not the money factor. It's like, you know, the cooking, the shopping, the preparation,
right.
You know, you're homebound and, oh my gosh, having this food, this wonderful food delivered, and it's so easy to heat it up in the little mini oven that we had.
Mm-hmm.
We would just heat it up.
Right.
And, you know,
it is, and it's more than just that meal, because oftentimes when a volunteer comes to the door, that may be the only person that senior sees all day.
Yes.
And so it's a lot more than just that meal. Obviously, the meal is extremely important. And, you know, when you're talking about health care of seniors, one of the things that is oftentimes overlooked is the nutrition aspect.
Absolutely.
If somebody has proper nutrition, oftentimes we find that the health the illnesses are actually alleviated by it. Some of it is actually, it can make people's lives better and can make you healthier.
Yes.
So we're real pleased and we're proud of what we do. I mean, we've got, let me say this, this is an amazing statistic. We are now serving over 1 million meals a day.
Wow.
That is an enormous.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Well, thank you. And it's good food. It meets the guidelines of the United States government. It's good food. It's nutritious food. Now, having said all that, let me say this, that we have waiting lists in this country, and that's the shame of it all. 4 out of 10 programs have waiting lists. That means on any given night in this country, a senior citizen is going hungry.
Oh, my gosh.
That's a shame. That shouldn't be.
So we need funding.
We need everybody
to get. How can we help?
We need the corporate sector to get involved. They are involved. Let me say that. They
Further
are involved, but we need them to be more involved.
Right.
I think that when we get people to be volunteers for Meals on Wheels, they're hooked. Once you try it, you never want to stop. It's a wonderful, wonderful program. We need to get corporate sector saying, during the lunch hour, let's get our employees involved. We need volunteers. Oftentimes we have programs that have meals, but we don't have the volunteers to go out and deliver those meals. More often than not, the problem is funding, but we do have a great lack of volunteers. So I'd like the corporate sector to take a look at themselves and say, you know, my employees during the lunch hour, let's give them some time. Let's have them go volunteer at their local Meals on Wheels program. We'd love to have them do that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
We
love it.
Now, where are the programs located?
We have programs throughout the United States. We are in 50 states. We're all over the country. We've got a website that is www.moawa.org. And if you go to our website, you'll see that we have a little icon on there that says search for a program. You click on that icon and you will find a program near you. And if you can't find a program near you, then you go back to the top of that page and you'll see the state in which you're looking. If you're looking in the state of California, you go back to the top of that page and you'll see the number for the California Department on Aging. You call that number and they'll give you the one that's closest to you. There are about 4,000 programs throughout the United States. So virtually everybody is touched by a program.
Wow, okay.
It's a big program.
How long have you been involved with it?
I've been involved about 10 years.
Wow, you've really seen the growth.
Yes, I see the growth, and I see also the growth in the need. We have, as you know better than anybody, what's going on in this country is we are living longer. That's the good news. The bad news is we're living longer. And as we age in place, we get sicker, we need services, we need programs like Meals on Wheels.
Right.
And the demand is outpacing the supply. So we need lots of help, we need lots of funds, we need lots of volunteers, and that's what I'm hopeful that your kinds of program will help us to do.
Absolutely. And I want everybody to know, too, they say, well, you know, what if we're at the doctor that day? You know, we got a cooler and we put the dry ice in there,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to have they would drop it off as long as the Meals on Wheels went into the cooler with the dry ice,
mm-hmm.
and we just would freeze the little freezable things again and put them back in there. So mm-hmm. we always left the cooler on the porch in case we had to run to the store or the doctor or something. We didn't miss the delivery.
Right.
And the other thing that I want people to know is, you know, if you, let's say you're taking your loved one, on a little vacation trip or something, and you're driving down to see your Aunt Sarah and you're going to be gone for a week, no problem. You just call them and they say, no problem, we'll stop the delivery for the week.
That's right.
And so it's really easy, and the billing is very easy. It was so stress free. I have to just say how stress free it is using your service.
Mm-hmm. And most programs, there is no billing. It's basically a free service.
Right.
And you won't get a bill. They will ask you for a donation.
Donation, right.
But,
when I moved back from staying with Mom and Dad for that year and I moved back to Southern California, I said, mm-hmm. please send me a bill down to Southern California because I wanted to pay for it because
yes.
I felt so strongly about it.
And we appreciate people who do that. It's interesting. I must tell you, Jacqueline, the average donation is 17 cents a meal.
Wow.
So the meal itself costs, the average is about $5.
Right.
So you can see we need to make up that difference. And
what
our programs do throughout the United States, they have bake sales and car washes and all those kinds of things, anything they can do to raise the money.
Right. So nobody's turned away. If somebody's hungry, they will not be turned away.
Unless they just can't do it, which is where we get into that problem of our waiting list.
I see.
And we really need to get those down. The other thing we need to do, when you think about this, you and I are going to eat 21 meals this week. We're going to eat 3 meals a day, 7 days a week.
Right.
And yet, because of funding problems, we're saying to seniors, well, you get 5. We usually serve Monday through Friday,
mm-hmm.
1 meal.
Right.
We want to change that too. We don't think it's the right thing to live in a society that's the richest nation on earth to say to our seniors, you only get 5 meals a week. So we want to change that.
Yes.
So we have a lot of things we want to do. We have a lot on our plate, no pun intended, but we need to get it done. And the reason we need to get it done is we have so many seniors whose very lives are depending on it.
And it's large portions. You guys give large portions.
Oh, you bet.
I was like, wow, this is a lot of food here.
Everybody's going to go hungry with us.
There's in such variety.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very pleased at the variety and both Mom and Dad. I mean, Mom, you know, real tiny little thing, and
mm-hmm.
and she would never finish all hers, and then Dad would finish hers, and he would eat all of his, and, you know, they'd share.
Yeah.
And they always liked it. So,
you know, the other beautiful thing about our program is that the vast majority of our volunteers are seniors themselves.
Yes.
And that's beautiful.
Yes, you know, the people that were coming out, I was like, my gosh, you know, here's seniors themselves.
That's right.
Volunteering and delivering. And, you know, Mom and Dad lived in a seniors mobile home park.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a lot of seniors in there.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them were doing the volunteering, and they lived there, and they delivered to their neighbors. And it was just very lovely.
It is. It's a wonderful program. As I said at the beginning, I'm very biased, but I think for good reason. It's one of those programs that everybody knows about. Everybody's heard of Meals on Wheels.
Right.
But as I said, it's going to touch everybody's lives in one way or another during the course of your lifetime.
Now, let's say a community doesn't have a Meals on Wheels program and they want to start one.
Mm-hmm.
Do they call your association and get the guidelines? Or?
Actually, the best thing to do would be to call their State Department on Aging
okay.
and talk to them about it. Many of our programs are run out of church basements,
mm-hmm.
or hospitals have the meals. They're all different. No two are alike. That's also another beautiful thing about Meals on Wheels. Every program really reflects the community in which it's based.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a one-size-fits-all. And that, of course, I think is also a positive, because every community knows what its seniors need. And they therefore structure a program that will fit well within the community and will serve the needs of those seniors within that community. And so you'll find church basements, and you'll find hospitals, and then you'll find huge programs. We have one of the largest programs in the United States is actually in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And it's run by a nun, Sister Alice Marie Quinn.
Uh-huh.
And she just served her 10 millionth meal.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a wonderful program. We've got a program in Baltimore, Maryland that serves 3,000 meals a day. Now, when you think about those numbers, you probably cannot name one restaurant in America that could compare.
No.
No restaurant is serving 3,000 meals a day. So these are very large programs. We have very small programs. We've got a program in Nutter, Fort, West Virginia, that serves 12 meals a day. And so,
so it's a variety depending on the community.
Absolutely.
And, you know, a lot of people volunteer Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, well, I want to give back. And then they have too many volunteers on that day.
Well, yeah.
And spread it out, you know, take a Thursday, you know, make that your Thanksgiving and go give back and help, you know.
What a beautiful idea. It's a great idea. Every Thursday, any Thursday could be Thanksgiving. And, you know, the truth of the matter is that every day is Thanksgiving because every senior that gets served on that day, they are really thankful.
Really
and
good.
You know what else? The volunteer who's delivering that meal is also thankful.
You know, they always said that to me because, you know, and during that course of the year, we had a few different people who delivered. And,
mm-hmm.
and I would always talk to them and, you know, find out who they were. And I was very interested in what they were doing. And they always said, I get more out of it than they do.
Yes, indeed.
You know, they just felt so good about giving back.
And, yes. And that's what it's about. It's about giving back.
It's not a hard thing to do. So everybody, you know, you're thinking you're sitting around and you're getting depressed about something. You know what? You're going to feel better if you go help somebody else.
Yes. And there's lots of ways of doing it. You don't have to deliver it necessarily to a home. You could go to the senior center and help prepare a meal.
I did that. We peeled potatoes for, it must have been 8 hours.
<I'm>
peeled potatoes.
I'm sure.
But it was great.
That's
we were feeding. It was up in Berkeley when I was up there, and it was a large event that was going on, and I forget how many thousands were coming in the next day. And the mounds of food that kept being delivered, and there was a lot of us volunteers.
Yep.
And we were peeling and chopping, and
that's what it's all about.
It was really fun. We had a great time.
I'm sure, and that's the beauty of it. It's socialization for everybody involved in it.
Yes.
Everybody involved in the program gets something out of it.
That's right.
No
so
question.
Do you want to talk any more about the funding, how Meals on Wheels is funded?
Well, there's several different ways that it's funded. Many of our programs, probably the vast majority of them, receive federal funding. But the federal funding is never enough because it's not dollar for dollar. If the meal costs $5, they're not getting $5 back from the federal government. So they're getting a mere pittance from the federal government. Now, I'm not saying anything against the government. Whatever they give is terrific. We'd like more, but we understand.
Right.
And so there are state monies, there are local monies, but the vast majority of the monies are actually raised by our programs themselves.
Okay.
And that's where your listeners can come in. We always have an outstretched hand because we take that money and we think we do some good with it, and we buy food and those kinds of things. So we always need more money.
So what else can our listeners do? They can donate money.
They can donate
their time.
Yes.
They can help start a program in their community, call their area agency on aging in their state and talk about, let's see if we can get one going.
Mm-hmm.
They can go to their community, their synagogue. They can start seeing if they can put one together there.
Absolutely.
A few seconds left now. Anything else that people could do besides the website? Give out the website again.
The website is www.MOWAA, which stands for the Meals on Wheels Association of America.org. We do not have a toll-free number, but if anybody wants to call me, I'm in your nation's capital, Washington, D.C. I'm at 703-548-5558.
Oh, great. Well, thanks so much, Enid.
Thank you.
I'll talk to you soon, all right?
Take care now.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
I'm Jacqueline Marcel, the author of Elder Rage, and don't forget to check out ElderRage.com for more valuable caregiving information. And you can see a list of all my upcoming guests on there, too. Now, I want you to join us here every Saturday, 3 to 5, that's Pacific time. Or if you miss it, remember you can listen online anytime to my Coping with Caregiving programs. They're archived. And we're going to be right back in a couple minutes with another outstanding guest for you.
Help us lead the way.
Tell a friend.
We are WS Radio.
WSRadio.ws.
The worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Today I counted cracks in the driveway. I ate dirt.
I cleaned my ears.
I spun around in circles until I fell down.
I took 2 naps.
I had a staring contest with my dog. He blinked first.
Need more excitement in your life?
Today, I can't remember.
Then check out Legoland, where you can have a lot more than just fun. It's where kids get their hands on more things and wrap their minds around more things than in any other park. There are kid-powered rides and shows and coasters and more. So you can let today be like any other day.
I sat in a meeting with my mom.
Or you can make today special at Legoland. After all, isn't it time your kid walked out of a theme park with more than just a t-shirt?